on 98.5. Good morning, Sally from Ageing Gratefully. Nice to be with you today.
Good morning, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Now, we're going to be chatting about living intentionally.
Yes.
Today.
Yes.
Tell us all about that.
Yes. Well, Ageing Gratefully actually really leans into living intentionally because, as I've said many times here, as soon as you bring a grateful heart to anything, it brings you into the present moment. And we have a tendency, all of us, to live on autopilot. It's very easy to fall into that. And certainly there is some security around routine, and routines absolutely have their place. Because, you know, they do give us that feeling of security and a bit of safety. And it is nice to have, especially at this moment in time, that kind of Absolutely. Feeling of security that routine can give you. The problem that can arise with routines is that we do them so often, we fall into that autopilot mode, and we can end up doing things without really thinking about what we're doing because we've done them so often.
Yeah.
Driving is a prime example, of course.
Yeah.
That we can end up, completing something and automatically moving on to the next thing that we're doing, or and sort of we haven't almost been present with what has gone before, and then that. You know, suddenly the seconds become minutes, the minutes become hours, the hours become the day, and then the days become the week. And all of a sudden you're at the end of the week and you think, where did that go?
Yeah.
Whereas when we become more, it's really becoming more conscious in the moment, we seem to take back a little bit of control, and we don't then tend to suffer with that feeling of time running away from us the same.
Mm. What's some of the downsides to being in that auto mode, that autopilot mode?
I think that feeling of life slipping away, which, you know, it's incredible the number of people, and I've said it myself, you know, you get to your mid-years and you think, goodness, you know, how did I really get here? And I tell you actually something that I found leading up to my last birthday, because it was my 60th birthday. The 6 days leading up to it, I actually posted a decade a day. And when it actually got to my birthday, I realized that even though I could feel like that, having actually looked at each decade, I realized just how I have got to this age that I am. So it's really becoming intentional about, reflection as well, because doing that 6 days and allowing myself to reflect on each decade briefly really did make me recognize that my time has been extremely precious and valuable, and there has been, and everything in it is valid.
Even something in that, even just the thought of reflecting back, because it's, you really got to be deliberate about that, thinking
you
about
do.
What was that previous decade, and then look back. I'd have trouble remembering, I think.
You'd be surprised what you do remember, actually, when you become intentional about thinking about
it. But that's it, right? Yeah,
yes.
Being intentional.
Yes. And I think when, you know, all reflection can be really helpful with that. That's why at the end of the day, just reflecting on your day, and I really enjoy journaling, but that isn't for everybody. But even if you just made dot points of what your day had held, and of course, I always come back to what you're grateful for. It is incredible how that intentional act actually helps you to feel like you're in the driver's seat of your own life, rather than being, you know, on a hamster wheel or on some sort of conveyor belt that's really rushing you along.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's the value of being intentional.
We'll take a break. Sally, we'll come back and talk some more. You can join the conversation really easily by just picking the phone up, 9313 0985. Was it, you mentioned a little while ago that there was, you write down three things. Was it three things
yes.
that the, we spoke about that some time ago?
We did.
Three
we did.
Things that you're grateful for.
At the end of the day. It's either three things that I'm grateful for at the end of the day, or if there's one particular one, and then to actually dive into that a little bit more.
What are you grateful for? Joel, we didn't start the fire. You're on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Sally Hewitt's with me from Aging Gratefully. Talked about living intentionally, Sally. How do you do that? What does that look like? What things can we do?
Really, it's about bringing ourselves into the present moment. That's what living intentionally is, so that we actually become intentional in what we are doing. And of course, it filters into all areas, not just the actions of what we're doing, but what we're thinking. That's so important. You know, we were talking about mindset and mental health as we age. Being intentional around that is extremely important as we age, because we don't want to get caught up in the negativity that's out there, and it is really quite prevalent, even though there are many of us trying to change that narrative. And I think what we were saying before about being reflective about how we've got to the age that we are, and putting intentionality around that, actually gives us more value in the moment. But to actually live daily intentionally is about becoming more present, about I was only actually thinking about it driving in this morning, and I think driving to work or familiar places, it is so easy to go onto autopilot and your mind is just taken elsewhere. And as I was driving over the, you know, towards the city, towards the narrows there, and I thought about, you know, it was I just suddenly sort of saw the city as it was. You know, it looked a little bit gloomy, and because it's very cloudy today, and I really just thought about how appreciative I am that I live here, because Perth is such a fantastic place to live. And in that moment, I was very aware of being in the car driving, saw the car in front of me, and I know that kind of sounds, you know, might sound a little bit crazy, but it's amazing how doing something like driving, we don't take in our surroundings. And just doing something as simple as that is actually looking at where we are as we're driving, looking at the car in front. What is the model of the car in front? Half the time, we're just aware of what we need to be aware of as we're driving. We're not looking at specifics. So I think it's specifics that really help us to come into the moment and be more intentional. And when if we're actually doing something and we really want to remember it, dropping into the senses is the way we really remember it. You know, thinking about what we're hearing at the time, what we can smell, what we're actually, it's not, we're so visual that we tend to focus on the visual. Whereas when we experience it with all our senses, we will always remember that moment.
It's good. Sally, we'll take a break. We shall come back and chat some more. We would love you to join the conversation today. Maybe you've been driving along and maybe you can relate to exactly what Sally has just been sharing. Let us know. We're on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Good morning, Jan from Maylands. You'd like to make a comment and join the conversation today.
Yeah, I would love to, because this is my close friend problem. It is stress. I got a close friend who got stroke and then became permanent disabled. He said, I'm very stressed because of his marriage breakdown and he couldn't see his two children by the judge or the court. So I'm wondering how stress can damage the aging, and how can we prevent that? Not too much stress.
So you're saying stress has an impact on aging? Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. And the physical, it can cause stroke. Then you became disabled. That's the point I saw from my friend. How can we manage our stress in everyday life? And then I think it's the issue that we need to be talking about. Yeah.
There we go, Jan from Mainland. Thanks for your call, Jan. Really appreciate you calling in. Impact on stress,
Yes.
Sally, as we
Oh,
living intentionally was what we've been chatting
that's
about today.
right. I think people completely underestimate what stress does in the body, and what Jan is describing is exactly what can happen because stress is visceral. It isn't, and it isn't out there. It's internal, and it affects our systems. It is something that we need to take control of before it controls us. Once it really can run out of con we can run out of control within our body and within our thinking. It's a really individual, it's everybody will cope with stress individually in their own way, but it is finding the ways to manage it. Coming into the moment actually really supports stress. We the other gentleman that was
Yes,
talking
well,
about,
yeah, well,
yeah.
just on that, we've got a message from Jason from Rockingham. Good morning, Jason. Now, Jason's saying, he's mentioning that he loved the music early, but I appreciate that, Jason. He says, I find myself often worrying about the past or the future and not living in and enjoying the moment. I try to remain upbeat, but the world seems to be more negative than positive mostly. For example, says Jason, I no longer watch the news because the negative information gets me down. What are your thoughts on that? Thanks,
Yes, well,
Jason.
that actually all ties up with the stress thing because you, even as you're reading that, you can hear how stressful that is. This is where it all begins, and we want to get on top of it. And coming into the moment actually helps to do that. And bringing the grateful heart in is honestly the thing that brings us into the moment. And it, as soon as we allow our thoughts to go to regret, we are pulled into the past. As soon as we go to anxiety, we're in the future. And we only really have this present moment. The thing is, it isn't a one-off. It isn't a one-off action to do this, and it's hard, it's challenging. I'm not sitting here saying that I am an expert at this. It's something that I am working on all the time
Every
because
day.
yes, and because I think as humans we are not we're actually negatively charged as humans, and so we have to be intentional in capturing our thoughts and in capturing our moments and really feeling into the moment that we're in. And if we do that on a regular basis, we're able to then turn it into a habit, and we'll find ourselves just like myself driving in today, just suddenly seeing the city skyline slightly differently, and that and enjoying the moodiness of it, and that just takes me out of my head, and you're moving more into your heart then. And it's really important for people to find out what it is that is their stress reliever. And in so many cases, stress causes so much energy that we don't know what to do with that. So often it's to do something physical, whatever it is that works for you as an individual, to just expend that energy and get some endorphins back in your body. Unfortunately, when we get become crushed with stress or worry or anxiety, it can be a little bit paralyzing. So we need to be intentional. And what can be really helpful is when you're in a space that is more creative and upbeat, to write down what you feel would be helpful for you when stress hits you or negativity or you're paralyzed by anxiety. And if you have this list of things that you know fill you up and help you, just you can just go to that and then make a decision to do one of those things to just get you out of that moment.
It's good.
Being in the moment is, you know, where we find God, because this is where he is.
Right at this moment, we're going to play a song, come back and we'll wrap things up. Unspoken Help is on the way. You are on 98.5. Sally Hewitt from Ageing Gratefully. It's good to have you. And we're going to finish off today. You've got a poem you want to share with us today. Looking forward to this.
I have. It's this poem by Helen Mallicott, because there is so much grace around being grateful. And it is, as we said, a moment-by-moment decision to come into the present and to live intentionally. And I'm not here saying that it's easy, but it is a choice. We always have the choice, and I think knowing we have the choice is empowering. So I would like to leave the listeners with this beautiful poem by Helen Mallicott, which they have probably heard, but it's wonderful to have this reminder. It's called I Am. I was regretting the past and fearing the future. Suddenly my Lord was speaking. My name is I Am. He paused. I waited. He continued. When you live in the past with its mistakes and regrets, it is hard. I am not there. My name is not I was. When you live in the future with its problems and fears, it is hard. I am not there. My name is not I will be. But when you live in this moment, it is not hard. I am here. My name is I Am.
That is beautiful. Thank you, Sally. We'll actually we'll get a copy of that, and we'll put that up on our website. If you maybe only caught the tail end of that, we'll post that a little bit later on our web.
That would be beautiful.
Sally, once again, always good to have a chat with you, and we'll look forward to catching up in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, Mike.
Get on you, Sally. Thank you. My guest in the studio this morning has been Sally Hewitt from Ageing Gratefully.